Special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, an important show for a lot of you in business who want to get educated, and I can always get educated. I find that out every single day. Joining us is Marion McGovern, a familiar name to a lot of people in the industry. She was the founder and CEO of M Squared Consulting, which I had an affiliation with years ago. One of the first gig economy talent intermediaries before the term was even coined. She's a founder of Collaborus, a company focused on independent contractor compliance, and the author of a brand new book here. It's called Thriving in the Gig Economy, How to Capitalize and Compete in the New World of Work, and it's published by Career Press. I get a copy of it. First of all, Marion, nice. I've never met you before, but nice to have you with us, and congratulations on what you did with M Squared. Very, very impressive.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. Well, and the website, by the way, is marionmcgovern.com. Well, so there are a lot of people listening, maybe those trapped in jobs, some of them don't feel trapped, but in the few remaining long job commitments that they have, they just don't even know what you're about to talk with and how the economy, how the workforce, how progress is rapidly in a metamorphosis here. You can see it everywhere. What is the gig economy?
I'm glad you asked that, Stu, because I think there's a lot of confusion about what it is. Backing up a little bit, a gig by dictionary definition is work of uncertain duration. So the gig economy are the companies and people that support work that is not certain in how long it's going to go, so not regular employment. So there have always been moonlighters, there have always been freelancers, it's those folks that we're talking about, but now there's been a rise of digital technology companies that have platforms like Uber, like TaskRabbit, like Upwork, where people are thinking this is totally new. Now, the truth of the matter, again, there have been freelancers well before the Internet was invented. What my personal pet peeve is when people talk about the gig economy, they then talk about Airbnb. So Airbnb, of course, is using your real estate asset to get income. You're renting your house or your vacation house to someone who needs to stay somewhere. I recognize that it takes work on your part to prepare your house, you know, to clean it up and put out the fresh towels or whatever it is, but the individual is not purchasing your work efforts. The fact that I rent your place in Rotterdam is because it has a great view and it's available when I'm going to be there. Your hosting services are totally incidental and separate and have nothing to do with my decision to purchase my time in your asset. So something like Airbnb to me, I mean, it may be a nuance that others don't care about, But to me, that is the sharing economy. You are sharing your physical asset. That is not the gig economy. The gig economy is about independent work that doesn't have a time frame.
I mean, the limitations are just unimaginable. I'm looking at Airbnb for one example, who's going to expand beyond what they're doing. You know, you need a place to live for 2 weeks. You're somewhere on vacation. They're now incorporating having experiences, experiences within the group who were there. For example, I had just seen on one of these documentary shows, if you have enough Airbnb people in one building, they got some Japanese cook who'll give you some free lessons, and they all get together. It's unlimited where they can go with this. How do you see that? Because this is only a starting point.
Well, you know, quite frankly, there are disruptors. Whether it's Airbnb or Uber and Lyft or Upwork, they are disruptors, so they can take it many different directions. You know, quite frankly, the car services, many of them have black eyes because of the employment situation. And Uber has some other problems. But, you know, they're doing some interesting things with the healthcare community. For example, Uber has a relationship with a hospital system, one in Baltimore and another one in the southeast, where I quite frankly, I forget where it is, where they're offering specialized rides to patients who may need to go to doctor's appointments or follow-up appointments at a hospital. So, you know, there are many ways that these services, because they are platform-enabled to be just in time, in the case of this situation I'm talking about, can facilitate other sorts of brand extensions.
So when you assess the situation, I mean, you can talk about millennials, you can talk about those senior citizens, I mean, a lot of them are still working, and the various options available. We have seen technology so rapidly advance that it's discarded a lot of full-time jobs. Being replaced is always the concern and the threat and the financial advantage of using robots. We're down to a contract society here in terms of work. In a sense, everybody has to be their own entrepreneur. But there's still a huge negative out there, things you don't hear about unless you're listening to certain parts of the media. 93 million people walking around either unemployed or underemployed because of the misrepresentation of statistics that says these people have jobs, but they may be working for $7 an hour. How should each of these groups utilize what's out there, and is the gig economy for everyone?
There's a lot of questions bundled in there, but I'll try to unpack them. First of all, there are many in the gig economy, which doesn't get as much press, is that an enormous majority are there by choice. So there are career professionals who have chosen to work this way. They have chosen whether they want to make more money or, quite frankly, the biggest issue is around flexibility. They want flexibility in their lifestyle and feel that they get it this way. And, in fact, nearly half of them now, which is a figure that has gone up in the last 7 years fairly dramatically, nearly half of the people that work independently feel it is more secure than working as a regular employee for a company. Because, you know, it's not someone in some ivory tower that's deciding to close your division. You have more control over your life. So that being what it may, for people who may be struggling to make ends meet, you know, the gig economy can be an answer for some. I mean, if most of the Uber drivers out there in the world, or I shouldn't say Uber, the drive share company drivers out there in the world are part-timers who are doing it to supplement their income. I know I do an unofficial survey whenever I take a ride, and, you know, I've had teachers, I've had massage therapists, I've had screenwriters, and perhaps the most interesting was a guy who makes his money doing fantasy football, and he drives so that he can talk to people. So if you look historically for people who have had a tough time cobbling together a lot of work, a lot of it had to be done on your own initiative, and it was hard to find that extra gig to give you the income you need. Now there are a lot more options. You know, now you could be a TaskRabbit person, an Uber driver, et cetera, and try to cobble together as much as you can. You know, I used to say back in the day when I started M Squared before there were any of these digital platforms, if you were doing independent consulting on your own, you were pretty darn good at it, because if you didn't keep getting repeat business, you'd have to go back to regular employment. It's only, you know, the quality of your work that kept you going. Now it's a little less risky to go out on your own, because maybe you decide to go out on your own as a marketing consultant. You can drive for Uber or do TaskRabbit stuff while you're waiting for your own career gig to finish. So there are more moonlighting opportunities now, I guess, is the way to look at it.
Hi, Marion McGovern joining us with a fascinating conversation. But by the way, are you able to stay for an extra segment here?
Sure.
All right, because I want to come back, and I do want to come up on that break a little short on time to ask the question, but what I want to do, what I want to ask you when you come back, is that digitalization has contributed directly to a decrease in jobs. As I mentioned, software replacing some types of work, and a lot of pressure, financial pressure on businesses, leading to further staff reductions and the entrance of the millennial generation into the workforce. We've known that people change jobs several times, but this is in a whole different context. With every plus, there's a minus. I'd like you to evaluate on the pluses and minuses we haven't covered. This is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is John Bogle, founder of Vanguard, and author of numerous books, including the recently published Enough. I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, and we've had a lot of fun talking about the market, the insanity of the market, the problems faced by our political system and our economy, and the kinds of things that we have to really get going on to fix America, to get back to our old values.
All right, you're looking for your independence? Well, the gig economy can provide you a lot of pointers. The book, Thriving in the Gig Economy, How to Capitalize and Compete in the New World of Work. Marion McGovern, certainly a very familiar name if you're in the industry, is we're pleased to have with us. And Marion, just before the break, I don't want to go through that whole elongated question again, but for Steve Forbes says, and in progress today in our economy, you take two steps forward, one step back. There are assets and liabilities, in a sense, for everyone. What are some of the ups and downs, and for what particular age groups?
Well, you know, I think people think about the gig economy and they think it's primarily millennials, but millennials only just passed the boomers as the largest cohort in the economy this year. So it is a very diverse group of people who work independently, diverse by age, diverse by gender, and diverse by field. Quite frankly, there are people doing this work independently, from being interim CFOs to being web designers, videographers, etc. And quite frankly, which is one of the ways to succeed best, there are intermediaries for multiple very, very narrow segments of skill sets. There is a digital talent platform just for makeup artists that you can do. You can secure a makeup artist if you want them for your movie or if you want them for the party you're going to on Saturday, called glam.com. There's a digital talent platform just for data scientists called Xperfy, where you can get somebody for $250 an hour to analyze all that big data that you've been trying to figure out what you're trying to do about your product line.
Yeah, you know what I love about this, and I did a little test during these years of being independently employed, and I wanted to see what it was like to get into the work world. And I don't know if you remember Haldane Company,
mm-hmm.
A legendary company for hiring top management people. My wife says, "Why don't you try it?" You know, because they solicited me. I said, "Okay." I, you know, within 10 minutes, I couldn't stand it. And I left the job very quickly. I was doing professional boxing. I had to get a note of approval to do it. I said, I think I've had enough, and I've got a good idea, at least from my perspective, of how the business world would work for me. There were other liabilities, like it prevented me from using my flexibility and versatility to close on people coming in to look for high-powered jobs. But you had to go by a script. I'm not a script person. I never do these radio shows with a script. So I think one of the things that a gig economy offers in terms of tremendous appeal is a work-life balance, really, where you're not forced into a position of doing something you don't want to do, and you can seek out what you want to do because there should be ample opportunities.
That's right. And, potentially not only are you not doing what you don't want to do, you're doing it with whom you want to do it. You can choose your clients. You can choose the kind of work you do. The other dimension of that, though, is kind of back in the day when, I was coming out of college so many years ago, there were those big companies out there that provided you with tremendous training. You know, if you were going to be in sales, you wanted to go to Xerox or IBM because their training programs were legendary. A lot of that has gone away. So, the challenge, I think, for people as they're making their mark and creating their own flexible, independent career is how do you get some of that training that had typically been offered only by big corporations to their employees? And how do you make sure you have the skills of how to run your business? Because it is running a little business. Maybe it's a company of one. It's just you, but still you have to have a balance sheet. You have to have a budget. You have to figure out aspects about contracts and insurance coverages. So there are some aspects of going on your own where you may have to do your own training to find this stuff out. And I've argued that in the future, as this trend continues and more people are doing this, companies want to be the employer of choice. Glassdoor out in my neighborhood here in San Francisco is one of those companies that evaluates what employees think of their companies. I would argue that companies should want to be the client of choice. You're going to want people to come work for you. You're going to want to make sure that that talent that is rivals your own employees in its skills and expertise and what it can do for you wants to work for you. So you better make sure you pay them appropriately. You offer them interesting opportunities that build their own expertise.
Well, let's take a look at corporations. We can look at it from one perspective. I just happened to read a long article on a dying mall business and retail operation because of what we see on the Internet right now, all the purchases that are going online. I don't often go to malls, but with my grandkids here, I've walked through a couple, and, man, they're empty. I mean, they're just empty. And it's a whole changing world. But let's look at it from a non-mall perspective, and there are similarities with employers and the fact that should they modify their operations to get more this isn't a flat-out answer, more contract people in that way you don't have consistency. It may only hold for certain jobs, but you also can't fight progress. And there are other issues with these companies, healthcare and all the crap associated with that. What's the recommendation for employers to adjust to this?
It all depends on the business sectors that we're talking about in large measure. But I think what you could say that would be true for most corporations is that this is a trend that's coming. So how are you configured to deal with it? As you look at the other aspects of progress, which is automation potentially changing how processes are done and robots changing how things are done, there's a new business model there which reduces the work that is done by humans to the non-routinized stuff. The robots can do the soldering, but the humans have to work the robots, and the humans have to get involved. There's a similar analogy, regardless of your business. So when you look at all of that, there's a level of projectization that happens. So it used to be that you had your departments and they did what they did. Well, now you have your departments and there are a series of projects that have results that deliver your end product. So as things become more projectized, it's easier to bring in resources that are project resources. So as some of the companies that are trying to be able to meld the outsiders, these independent workers, with their own workers, are almost using their own workers like project people. So they'll bring in somebody from another division to work on this project, as well as an outside consultant.
All right, that way they're building those skills. We have more time. SLA Radio Works, Marion McGovern, thriving in the gig economy, how to capitalize and compete in the new world of work. Thank you so much, Marion. It's indeed a pleasure to finally...
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Call now, 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner in New York and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
All right, good morning and welcome back. And joining us, as he does every month, the third Wednesday of the month, to offer us invaluable information. And I hope it's helped a lot of people. I've gotten some emails, and it gratifies me. Continue to send me those emails. It's just inspirational to me. But go to the website at blueprairiegroup.com. It's Gary Silverman, Managing Partner and Chief Investment Officer, is with us. And we're going to talk about 401k rollovers. Once again, the website is blueprairiegroup.com. Gary, always nice to have you back.
Stu, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right, we're going to talk about, you're going to talk about 401k rollovers. And to think about it, when do you need a 401k rollover, and what is the right one for you?
So when people leave employment, and this is becoming a bigger issue now that we're sort of in the gig economy, people aren't working for the same employer for 35 years necessarily anymore. So as people leave employment, they have this 401k that they've been contributing to, hopefully getting a matching contribution. And what do they do with it when they leave? And they have a couple of choices. They can take a distribution. That is almost always a really bad choice. Unfortunately, it's a very common choice, but it's a bad choice. You just get your money, you pay your taxes, you perhaps have a penalty associated with that if you're under 59 and a half, and you lose all the tax deferred growth on that money. So that's a bad option. But you have a couple of other good options. You can keep the money in the plan. You can roll it out into your new employer's plan, or you can move it to an IRA. And this is a topic that's getting a lot of heightened interest in light of the new fiduciary rule that the DOL has put out there. So it's a very important one, because keeping the money working for you as best you can has a lot of long-term benefits for retirement planning. So those are your options, and then you got to decide what's right for you.
So how do you make the decision? How do you know for sure that a 401k rollover is in your benefit?
Well, there are a couple of factors you'd have to consider, and like almost everything else we talk about on the programs do, it's a very personalized decision. There are a couple of things that everyone should look at. What are the fees that you're currently paying in the 401k versus what fees you might pay outside? That would include things like investment fees, expense ratios on the mutual funds, and any administrative fees. If you're working for a large employer, you're probably getting the benefits of economies of scale, and you might not be able to get similar investments for as cheap as you're getting them in the 401k, and that might be a reason to stay in the 401k. If you're working for a small employer and have a cruddy plan, you could really be overpaying a lot. A lot of small plans still suffer from very, very high expenses and that type of thing. That might be a reason to get out of the plan. So you want to look at what fees you're paying, but you also want to look at what investment options you have. With a 401k, you have, generally speaking, a limited menu. Those investments are pre-screened by a committee or a consultant or something like that, so you have that going for you. You can leverage all the work that they did, but you probably don't have 30, 40, 50 choices. You probably don't have access to specific asset classes that you might want in a diversified portfolio, like infrastructure or something like that. So you have good and bad that goes along with the menu choices that you have, and you have to decide what's right for you. Do you like the pre-screened menu, and are they good enough funds? You have to look and see if they're all actively managed funds, passively managed funds, and whether that fits your specific sort of preference. So those are the main choices, and that's really what you have to look at. Then there's also the quality of the interface that you're using, and then the kind of advice that you need for your situation. Most 401k providers have a website that has some tools to plan your retirement and things like that. If that's what you need and that's good enough for you and the interface is good, you might want to stick with that, because those are probably better than what you'll get on the retail side. But if you need holistic, comprehensive advice, if you've got a lot of other assets outside the 401k that need to be looked at, then you probably want to work with an advisor, and moving the money out into an IRA might make more sense. So those four things, the fees, the investment choices, the web interface and the telephone service, and then the level of advice, that's 90% of the battle in terms of helping you think through whether to keep the assets in the current plan, roll them out into an IRA, or potentially roll them into your new employer's IRA. Then there are a lot of other things that I'm sure we'll talk about that are more arcane, less common, but are very, very important that you want to consider before you make that decision.
Yeah, can you address that now? Because my follow-up question will be, address the point you just made, is how to get started online, et cetera. But first, address the first point.
Absolutely. In addition to those four main things, and again, those are the four things you want to think about. What are the fees you're paying? What are the investment choices? What's the quality of the interface, of the service that you're getting, and then the level of advice that you need and that you can get through the 401k? Those are the main things. But there's other things. Yeah, administratively, what's best for you. It's easier to leave it in the plan, and if the plan is good enough, then maybe you've got other things to do with your time, and administratively, that's what you want to do. And there's really nothing wrong with that. But if you have a lot of legacy 401k plans because you've been hopping jobs, now all of a sudden you might have 3, 4, 5 orphan 401k plans, and that's a lot of paperwork to deal with. So administratively, on the flip side, it might be easier just to aggregate them all either to your current employer or to an IRA. So what's going to be easier and simplify your life? There's a lot of value in just simplifying your life and focus on what's important to you. And having a bunch of legacy 401ks is not one of those things that helps in that. Other things to consider, 401ks, because they are ERISA plans, they're governed by the DOL's ERISA rules that came out in the 1970s, they're protected from creditors. So if you have creditor issues or potential creditor issues, you might want to keep your money in a 401k, whether that's your old employer or your new employer doesn't really matter. But an IRA in many states do not give you the same protections that a 401k would. Now, some states, like Illinois as an example, do provide creditor protection for IRAs, but not every state does. So you want to pay attention to that. Some other things is whether you need access to the funds and how old you are when you might need access to those funds. If you're leaving employment and thinking about taking early retirement, if you're age 55 or older, you can take money out of the 401k without being hit with the 10% penalty, and that's important. If you were to try to take money out of
an IRA, you have to pay that back within a year?
No, that's not a loan. All right. So you can take distributions. We'll talk about loans in a second. But you can actually access the money through distributions if you're at least 55 in a 401k plan. You can't do that in an IRA unless you do what's called substantially equal periodic payments. There's an exemption in the IRA rules that allow you to get money penalty-free, not tax-free, but penalty-free before 59 and a half if you agree to take them out in substantially equal periodic payments, and the IRS defines what that is. And you can do that until you're age 59 and a half or for at least 5 years, whichever is later. So you have to be willing with an IRA to commit to doing that if you want to access your money. So you have to think about that. How old are you? How do you want to get access to your money? You made a great point, Stu, that with a 401k, if the money is in your current employer's 401k or your new employer's 401k, you can take a loan out. Generally speaking, up to 50% of the 401k's value or $50,000, whichever is higher. Generally speaking, we frown on 401k loans. They're not a great idea financially. But if you need the cash, you can access it penalty-free that way in a 401k. You cannot take a loan out on IRA assets.
All right, so, let's come back with more of this information. Sorry to cut you off. Pick it right up after the break. Gary Silverman.
Blueberry.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart, asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
All right, we're back with Gary Silverman. Always look forward to these every third Wednesday of the month. Blue Prairie Group, tremendous source of information for you. BluePrairieGroup.com is the website. Do not hesitate to go to it. And Gary, as we continue along here, and the considerations that go into the decisions of 401k rollovers, can you address a couple of things? And we already addressed the issue of access to funds, you did. What about company stock and the impact on a Roth conversion?
Great question. It's very important, particularly for those employees or ex-employees who had worked for a large public company, had company stock in the old days. I can remember when companies would make their matching contribution in company stock. They actually didn't put money in. Now, that's changed along the way, but a lot of people still buy company stock with their 401k money, and a lot of people that were working for some of these companies back 10, 15, 20 years ago have a lot of company stock. And as most of your listeners know, I'm sure, when you take money out of an IRA, it's generally taxed at, or out of directly of a 401k, it's taxed as ordinary income. Well, if you have highly appreciated company stock from your employer, not just of any company, but from your employer in your 401k plan, there is an exception to that everything's taxed at ordinary income tax rates rule, so to speak, in that you can roll that money out into a brokerage account, just the company stock into a brokerage account, pay your ordinary income on the cost basis of that stock, but then sell the stock in your brokerage account sometime later and realize just capital gains, which is generally taxed at 15% rather than your ordinary income, which could be 25, 30, 35%. So you have a great advantage of leveraging the tax rate differential of making an extra 10, 15% by taking what's called the net unrealized appreciation, NUA, for company stock. And that's another reason why you have 1 year to do that. From the time you separate from service of the company, you've got 1 year to roll that 401k out, the bulk of the assets going to an IRA and your company stock going to a brokerage account. So that's something that if you have company stock in your 401k plan, be very aware of that, because once you roll that company stock into an IRA, you can't then decide to take advantage of NUA. Then you're stuck. Then it's going to be taxed at ordinary income, and you're going to end up paying an extra 10, 15, 20% on those gains that you wouldn't have had to pay. So when you're making this decision of do I roll the money out or do I not, if you've got company stock, pay very, very close attention to that, and there is a timeline on it. If you've got a 401k and an employer's plan, it could be 5 years before you decide to roll it out. Here you have a one-year time limit, so that's very, very important.
So that relates to how long a former employee can hold your account balance once they quit working for them?
So if your account has less than $5,000 in it, the employer can force a distribution. They can say, we don't want to have this 401k account on our books because there's a cost to the employer for doing that. So we don't want this on the books. It's too small. We're going to force you to take the money out. Now, that will be in a distribution. They'll send you a check if you don't do anything about it, or you can roll it into an IRA. If you have more than $5,000, you can keep the money in the old employer's 401k plan until you retire, until you need to access the money. So, yes, there is an option for them to force you out, but only if it's a small account, which they define, the law is defined as less than $5,000. Before we go on, I just wanted to go back to the accessing of funds, and we talked about if you need the money, which provides you better access, the 55 exemption, age 55 exemption in a 401k plan, or the substantially equal periodic payments for an IRA. On the flip side, if you don't need the money and you plan to work past age 70 and a half, IRAs are subject to the required minimum distributions once you turn age 70 and a half, and I'm sure the people out there know what that is, and if not, we'll deal with that on another radio show, but you have to take the required distributions. If you are still working and active in a 401k plan, you don't have to start those required distributions. So if that's your situation, you want to roll the money out of your old employer's plan and into your new employer's plan and not have to take your required distributions.
Let me ask you, you don't pay income tax twice when you take out a 401 plan loan, do you?
No. So when you roll the money into an IRA or into a new employer's 401k plan, that's a completely tax-free event. So you're not paying taxes at that point in time. Only when you access the money would you pay taxes.
Gary Solomon, join us. Gary, what's the maximum amount of money that a person can contribute to his or her 401k in annually? And does the amount increase each year?
So the amount increases based on IRS sort of statutes, if you will. They look at the inflation rate, and as soon as they hit a $500 level higher than what it was before, they'll raise the rates for the following year. They'll raise the contribution limits for the following year. And if you are age 50 or older, if you turn, you know, in the calendar year in which you turn age 50, and then anytime after that, you get to do what's called a catch-up contribution. And that's not like the condiment, but catch-up. You can get to catch-up on your retirement savings by putting in an extra amount, an extra $6,000. I believe, so last year I know the limit was $18,000 for a 401k plan, and then it's a $6,000 catch-up contribution. I don't think they changed for 2017, but I can't say that with 100% certainty.
All right,
and that's
Gary
Solomon, you can
right
put in.
Time. This has been a really enriching half an hour with you. It's been a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you back, and I want to thank everyone for listening. It's hard to believe, but tomorrow is Thursday. We'll see you then.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.